God is so good, and I appreciate David leading that song. I asked him if he would. That is going to be part of our lesson this evening. I want to welcome everyone. It's good to see everyone out. It's good to have Brother Larry visiting with us. I've got a lot of respect for Larry. He's given me pointers on preaching. Before I went into preaching full-time, I asked him advice. He gave me some good advice. And I was thinking, in honor of Larry being here, I could preach a Larry sermon tonight. And that just means I'll preach the one that I preached this morning and change the title. But instead of that, I'll go ahead with the one that I had planned. I invite you to open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to switch gears from what we were talking about this morning. And Chronicles is a book of remembering. You have the book of Deuteronomy, which is a retelling of the law to those, the next generation that had come out from Egypt. And with 1 Chronicles, there's a lot of praise, a lot of things to remind God's people. In Chronicles, the emphasis is about religious history, not merely political history. It looks at events and how God evaluates them. 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, the emphasis is on wars and battles and a lot of blood. Chronicles is going to deal with worship. Chronicles shows God's faithfulness. Chronicles remind us there is a God and he reigns over all and should be obeyed. God should be loved and known. So 1 and 2 Chronicles, we basically have the theme of the Bible, the salvation of man that comes through Christ to bring honor and glory to God. When sin occurred in the garden and our relationship with God was broken, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, we see that God wants to be praised even though man has broken that relationship. And it is through Jesus Christ that the relationship is restored through the lineage of David. 1 Chronicles chapter 1 mentions Adam. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 mentions King Cyrus. So we see that there is a lot of time in that book. A lot of time that is chronicled to bring back to remembrance things about God. So I want us to begin chapter 16, and we're going to go through, read verse by verse, a good section of this chapter. Chapter 16, verse 1. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a piece of meat and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to Zechariah, then Jael, and Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliah, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, Jael, with his stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaniah and Jehaziel, the priest, regularly blew trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant. I want to stop there for a minute just to point out, when people go back to the Old Testament to justify instrumental music, and they say, well, they had instrumental music in the Old Testament. They did, and it was in the Levitical tribe. The priest played these instruments. Verse 7, on that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord, to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give to the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Verse 23, sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. That's what we just sang. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and all the people, amen, praise the Lord. When I read this section, the thing that comes to my mind is, I don't give thanks to God enough. I don't give him the honor and glory that he is due. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. So this chapter is full of lessons and teachings. It's a song of praise and thanksgiving that comes after the ark of God has found its rightful place in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and after the sacrifices had been offered unto God and the people blessed in the name of the Lord. David, we see throughout all of his writings, had a heart where he wanted to worship God, to give God his due. So in 1 Chronicles 16:1, notice again, they brought the ark and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. They offered burnt offerings, peace offerings. When David had finished offering the offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread and a cake of raisins. We see the thankfulness that came when God has got his rightful place in life and in worship. We thank God. If we don't have God in the center of our life, we are not going to worship him and thank him as he ought to. So there are several things about this chapter. It's a psalm. It's a song. I'll refer to it as a song that we have. So what should we seek when we look at this song? What should we seek? Well, in 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. seek His face evermore. How much do we seek the Lord? Or do we just take for granted? God is everywhere, all around us. When we seek the Lord, we need to seek His strength. That's where our strength is going to come from the Lord, and seek His face. When we seek the face of God, that means we are going to be looking at God. God is going to be looking at us, as in contrast to when we sin and God turns His back on us and does not look at us. We should seek the Lord. So there's a threefold object set before the seeker. He seeks the Lord. He seeks Him for salvation, that he that finds me, he says, finds life. This is eternal life, to know Him. Friends, we aren't going to have eternal life if we do not seek the Lord. We seek the Lord for strength for service. They that wait on the Lord shall exchange strength. To them that have no might, He increases strength. Do we pray? You know, that's one of the things I include in my prayers, to seek His strength for service. Give me a healthy body. Give me a long life that I can serve You, that I can proclaim Your word. We need to, in our prayers, thank God and ask Him for strength for service. It's going to change as we get older. And we need to not take for granted the strength and the health and the ability that we have today, because it may be gone tomorrow. But when we're seeking God, we need to seek the Lord. We need to seek His strength for service, because that is where our strength is going to come from. We need to seek His face continually for fellowship. To have the light of His face is to have the light of His presence. We always want to be walking in that light. And again, I think we just don't think about God and how great and mighty and awesome He is. You hear some people talk about God in such human terms, but John, in the visions that he had, he fell down on the ground. You think about coming face to face with God, that's a scary thing. We need to be walking in fellowship with what He says, so that it will not be a scary thing, but it'll be like a loving father and an obedient child coming together. So this song talks about some things that we should seek. This song talks about some things that we should sing. In verse 9, sing to Him, sing psalms to Him. Talk of all of His wondrous works. The songs that we sing are so beautiful when it brings to our memory everything that God has done for us and has created for us. Are we ever going to be able to sing and praise God enough? We never will. And when we think about heaven and being there for time without end, singing praises unto His name, we sing songs to talk of His wondrous works. In verse 23, sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. The earth, as it were, proclaims the power of God every day, all day long, day after day. And if all the earth should sing unto the Lord, how much more should we, who were created in His image and redeemed by the blood of His Son and strengthened by His Spirit, how much more should we sing unto God? And we sing the song, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." We have so much to sing about. And when our hearts are filled with thankfulness to God, it's just going to come off our lips naturally. Maybe we don't thank God enough because we don't have that in our heart as we ought to. They had many songs to sing. The song of deliverance, the song of forgiveness, the song of peace, another one of hope, another of joy, the song of the presence of God. And friends, just think, when we are asked to sing to God, we would not be asked to sing unto the Lord if He did not take pleasure in hearing our songs. He hears our singing as well as our praying. And that doesn't mean that we have to have the most beautiful voice and know everything about music. We're singing and making melody in our heart. And some of the most beautiful singing I've heard in the past has been from what we would say someone that didn't know anything about music at all, because they were just singing with joy in their heart unto the Lord. What should we sing? We should sing psalms to Him, talk of all of His wondrous works, proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. That should be on our lips all the time. Well, this song tells us some things that we should give. In verse 8, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sometimes, I'll speak for myself, I fall into the habit of thanking for God for just a couple of things and repeating that over and over and over and over. And just stopping and thinking, okay, I'm going to pray to God for everything that He has blessed me with. And we don't have to have a time limit on our prayers. We need to be mindful of what God has done. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds known among the people. 1 Chronicles 16:28. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. We ascribe that unto God. Verse 29, give to the Lord the glory, do His name, bring an offering, come before Him, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Do we do that? Are we preparing ourselves now, again, for when we, if we're looking forward to getting to heaven, and we're going to be worshiping for time without end, What are we going to learn in heaven about worshiping God that we shouldn't be learning right now in worshiping God? And again, you see where people's hearts are. Do they want to be in a worship service? Do they want to be with other Christians? Or do they find their true love in the world, in the things of the world, in the passing pleasure of sin? The best thanks that we can give to the Lord is to live a life of grateful trust in Him day by day. And that's kind of scary, because I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. But if I put my faith and trust in Him, that's giving God thanks that I know that my Heavenly Father is going to take care of me. He's going to do what is best for me. Maybe not what I think is best for me, but He's going to do what is best for me. We give Him glory and strength when we act as those who believe His glory and strength, believe in His glory, and deepen on His strength. We cannot Him the glory due His name by merely talking about it, but by allowing that glory to fill us, that His name will be glorified in us. What does that mean? We don't give God lip service. If we pray for something and trust in Him, we need to put our trust in God, and He will be glorified, and He will answer our prayer. Again, maybe not as we expected, but as what is best. So what should we give? Give thanks to the Lord. Give Him glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. What is due God? Everything. He created everything. He sustains everything. He gives us every breath that we take. Every heartbeat comes from God, and we just take it for granted. Well, in this song, there are some things that we should remember. In verse 12, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Sometimes we might be facing something, it might be an illness, a sickness, might be a setback, a financial reversal. Sometimes it helps us to remember everything that he has done for us in the past. And I have to remind myself of that. So I'm 68 years old, and something, I may be worried about something that's coming up or something that might happen, and then I think that's silly. If God took care of me every day of my life for the last 68 years, why should I doubt that he's going to take care of me tomorrow? But we do. Well, I'll say I do. Because Satan distracts us. He gets our eyes off of God. And that's why we need to have this song of thanksgiving in our hearts. Always seeking his face. Always looking to God. Having the confidence. Just recently, I have met different people that it's like within the first couple minutes of talking with them, they want me to know that they're born again Christians. They are not ashamed of saying that, and I think what they are involved in is not true Christianity, but they are not ashamed of the relationship that they have with God. And then sometimes, again, I think we are hesitant because we don't want to speak up and people might think we're crazy or they might think we're some cult or this or that. Friends, we just need to be as honest as the people in the world and let people know that we are believers. We should remember his marvelous works. We should remember the judgments of his mouth. And again, with the works, the Israelites were never to forget the pit out of which they had been lifted from, nor the manner in which they had been brought out. You think about when they were in bondage in Egypt. And again, this is Chronicles repeating things that had taken place so people would not forget. And the heathens could see when they came out of Egypt, and Rahab and others said, you don't have to tell us who your God is. We know who your God is. He's the God of heaven and earth. From when he destroyed Pharaoh's army in the sea, from when you defeated King Og and Sihon, we know who your God is, his marvelous works. They were saved by marvelous works and wonders. And when we see that, all of those things point forward to the power of God coming in the flesh as the Son of God and his death, burial, and resurrection that we can have hope. We need to remember the judgments of his mouth. Remember his words. The works and words of God, our Savior, are bound together. The words of Christ are spirit and life, and so are his works. The Jews wept when in their affliction they remembered Zion, Jerusalem, and we may rejoice at every remembrance of Christ. We need to remember his faithfulness. Has God been faithful to you? He's been faithful to me. I'm the one that's been unfaithful. We can never say that God has been unfaithful to us. We are the ones that have been unfaithful. In verse 16, remember his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. Remember his covenant forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember his covenant. Remember him sending his son. Remember all of the things that Christ taught while he was on the earth. When we forget those things, that is what we would call the sin of forgetfulness. We talk about, sometimes when we talk about sin, it's like we've got the top three or the top ten, drunkard, fornicator, this, that, the other, and we look at those and those are sins. But friends, so is the sin of forgetfulness. We fall short. We fall short when we read everything that God has done for us and we forget about that. That is the sin of forgetfulness. We need to remember his faithfulness. Well, what else can we learn from this song? We learn what we should speak. It's well to remember God's works for us and his words to us, but with the mouth, confession is made. Verse 9, sing to him psalms to him. Talk of all of his wondrous works. And there's so many different types of songs. And when we have our song service and just singing, we hear all of those songs of praise. And it just lifts our spirits, thinking of who God is and what he has done for us. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all of his wondrous works. We are to speak to one another of all of his wondrous works. They feared the Lord, spoke often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and said, the conversations of God's own people with each other are often such as must grieve the heart of God. We need to be talking about what God has done. If the works of our Lord are not really wondrous in our eyes, we should not be inclined to talk about them. What do we talk about? We talk about those things that are important to us. You'll hear on a Monday morning, you'll hear guys talk about, did you see that game on TV the other night? Did you see that score? They'll go on and on about some sports team, some sports event. They'll go on Monday about some race that was carried out on a Sunday. Do we talk about the works of God? If the works of our Lord are not really wondrous in our eyes, we are not going to be inclined to talk about them much. If his works are wondrous, we're going to be talking about them all the time. Did you see that beautiful sunset that God gave us yesterday? Did you see that sky that, did you see that rain that came down that God gave to us? Did you see that rainbow that was up in the sky? Did you see this? Did you see that? Friends, we can talk about the things that God, that are visible that we see, or again, we can talk about whatever's important to us. And friends, we need to talk about the gospel. The gospel is the greatest wonder in heaven, on earth, or in hell. It is the greatest wonder there is that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for me, for my sins, that I might be saved. We need to declare his glory among the nations. We are to speak his glory among the heathen. His marvelous works are among all nations, verse 24. We that are witnesses for God, our redeeming Lord and Savior, must seek to spread his name everywhere. And it's interesting, just with what we put out on our website, the number of people that contact us from all over the world, And we don't know what comes from that, but the word is going out. And these, I don't want to say that these people are heathens, but the point is, God's word is to go out into all the world. And today we don't have an excuse for saying, well, we can't do that. We don't have the money to do that. We don't have the people to do that. Some places have the money and the people to send somebody, but just somebody will be seeing this sermon that I'm preaching now in Chad or Uganda or Nigeria or India somewhere, and the gospel is going out. And we give God the honor and glory. We've done our part. We have sown the seed of his wondrous works, and we let God take care of the rest. So there are some things that we should seek. Seek the Lord, seek his strength for service, seek his face continually. Some things we should sing. Sing psalms to him, talk of his wondrous works. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Some things we should give. Give thanks to the Lord. Give glory and strength. Give glory to the Lord. Glory to his name. Things we should remember. We should remember his marvelous works, the judgments of his mouth. Remember his faithfulness. And what we should speak of all his wondrous works. Declare his glory among the nations and speak of his glory among the heathen. Seeking, singing, giving, remembering, and speaking. A song of thanksgiving. I've got a few additional slides I'm just going to go through. I normally don't like to search for a slide and use them. I like to make my own. But with this chapter, I just wanted to see what some of the slides would look like. So I've got a few of them from what we read, and I want to go them again just to get it in our mind, everything that God has done for us. Verse 8, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make what he has done known among the peoples. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his greatness, let the whole world know what he has done. Sometimes we don't want our neighbor to know that we know what he has done. We're to let the whole world know. Verse 10. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Are we glad? Are we happy? Do we have to remind ourselves we've got reasons to be happy? Verse 11. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Where do we look? A lot of times we look for whatever we need in all the wrong places. Verse 12, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. When we go back and think of everything that he has done, why should we think he's not going to do that for us today and tomorrow? Declare, in verse 24, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. We don't pick and choose, I think this person should hear it, but I'm not going to tell that person. We just put it out to everybody. We don't know what the heart of that person is. And people will talk about numbers and they say, well, how many people do you have at your church? And they put down a small number. But remember, every soul is worth more than the whole world. And to put it another way, to think of it another way, what if somebody thought your soul was not important enough to share the gospel with? What if somebody didn't take the time to teach you or to get you to look in the Bible? That puts a different slant on it. Because I know those people out there, they aren't interested, but I'm interested. Friends, we don't know that those people aren't interested. Verse 28, ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. You go to the ocean, you hear the roar of the ocean. You go outside when there's a thunderstorm. You see the lightning and you hear the thunder and the earthquake. You see the power of God in everything around about us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Verse 34. Friends, I hope this has helped us to appreciate what God has done for us a little more, to help us to realize that we always need to be thankful. We need to have a song of thankfulness in our hearts. And there's no reason that we should not, when we consider everything that he's done, and when we have it in our heart, and our heart is full with that thankfulness, what's he going to do? It's just going to roll right off our lips. It's going to come out in everybody that we talk to. Friends, if there's anyone here that is struggling and needs prayers, needs to make confession, you need to respond to the gospel in any way, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.